Keep sucking my dick. I got a good load of sperm for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Foam Freaks. Where's my grape juice?
All right, so CJ, you tell me that we have Mateen Stewart joining us.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm coming. Thank you for jumping on the call and dealing with our technical difficulties today.
It happens, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, you are a hard man to track down and... make time for, like, to match time up with.
I'm very busy. I'm sorry that I'm so busy.
No, I mean, good for you.
Yeah, busy is good.
Yeah.
Where are you based out of?
I'm based in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, you are doing comedy here in LA.
Yeah, I'm based in Los Angeles here.
Nice. How long have you been doing your Married by Mateen thing?
Oh, so yeah, I've been DJing for about, I'd say like 10 years. But I started working in like bar mitzvahs when I first moved to LA as like a party promoter. And then I would MC bar mitzvahs. And then I learned how to DJ once everything came to like a computer where I didn't have to carry around CDs or anything like that. And then pandemic happened. I started officiating weddings. And now I'm in a position where technology has allowed me to be able to do both. So I can officiate a wedding and DJ the wedding, the same wedding. So, yeah, that's been going on for about 3 years now where I started. But it just, it's like a natural progression to what I normally do as far as like speaking in public. And I'm a big lover of love.
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish. No.
How did you get into the bar mitzvah scene?
Because I needed money when I came out here, and I had never really been to a bar mitzvah before, and it's a big business for an because they usually have around a DJ, an MC, and sometimes up to four dancers or party promoters with all of them. And it's big in these companies. Hire DJs, they hire MCs, they hire dancers. And a friend of mine was doing it. He was an MC and his company was looking for dancers. And I was a dancer in my youth. And I was like, oh yeah, I can make at the time, like I think it was like $125 they started you at for like 5 hours.
I mean, and like 10 years ago, that's really good money.
That's a solid day, right?
This was, and you pack out all the you hand out all the gifts. It was a thankless job, but it allowed me how things worked. And now, I do weddings mostly now.
That's just fun. When you said party promoter, I'm thinking like somebody out there trying to get hot girls to come to the bar mitzvah.
Like the guys on the Vegas Strip that like flick the cards.
Yo, two for one tonight at the Rabinowitz bar mitzvah.
Yeah. A party starter. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're there. You're like a hype man for the 13-year-olds.
Exactly. That's exactly what it means.
Make that boy dick come, man.
Damn, you get me hard and harder, girl.
How hard can it get?
Ride that dick, baby.
Oh, cool.
Damn, ride that dick, baby. Shit.
Oh, that sounds like a real stroking.
Grab that big dick, baby. There you go.
I mean, nobody else is audible except for him.
Yeah, they're all just on repeat. It kind of sounds like someone trying to start up a lawnmower. They're pulling on the ripcord. Oh!
In real life, you don't have nobody in your town. To jack your dick and talk to fucking faggot. You a man.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing sitting here listening to him want to jack it with faggots, as you say, and laughing? Isn't that more twisted?
You don't know what you're watching. You ain't had no pussy since your mama kicked you out, boy.
Would that satisfy your desire to be watched if people were standing outside of a room where you're having sex and they're just making negative comments?
No. The whole point is that they have the desire to sleep with me.
Okay, so you would not be happy if someone was outside bullying you?
Yeah, that's kind of the opposite of what turns me on about it.
Oh, yeah, daddy.
You want this big dick some more,
baby? Yeah, daddy.
Oh, yeah, you're making it rise again.
You're making it rise again. Oh, my God, it's like Jesus 3 days later.
Let it grow in your mouth.
Resurrect my dick.
They just big gag on it.
I don't know what they put down their throat, but that was not a fake gag.
So grown adults. Look around their head, baby. Look around their head.
Kid, those are fake.
Look around this nigga talking about he gonna look around your dick.
Now I want you to take your tongue and gently caress the rim of my asshole.
Get this dick, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Veins, Papa. Oh, you
it's clean. I just shaved it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Actually, it's, technically, it's not clean. I just dropped a number 3, so I would not recommend anybody licking my asshole at the moment.
I mean, if you think about it, you just like power washed yourself from the inside out.
Pussy so tight, baby.
Wait, Kevin.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wake that baby? That would be a pretty terrible way for your child to wake up. The neighbors are just having a gangbang. All male orgy. Wow. The subway construction is V loud at the moment. I don't know if you hear it in your headphones.
I can hear it. Ooh, do you think I could take the subway here?
If it ever opens. Been waiting for it for a very long time.
Yeah, same.
I just hope that it doesn't bring all of the homeless people from downtown out here.
Where is it supposed to end, though?
UCLA. Over the VA hospital in Westwood. Which is weird. I don't know why I guess you've got a lot of homeless vets, so now they'll be able to get from downtown to the VA hospital for $2. And 45 minutes of their time.
Well, it's a lot faster than them walking.
Yeah, it's about the same as a car. You don't have to park.
Felt me, baby. Felt me, baby.
Felt me. Felt me, baby. Felt me, baby.
Do you ever mix your comedy stuff with the emceeing for the weddings, like you roast the bride or groom?
Roasts don't really work at weddings. People try to do that before, and like it's really hard to roast people that you don't know. But I do add comedic elements to every ceremony that I do, and I feel like that's why a lot of people hire me, because they don't want their like the boring traditional ceremonies. They want a little spice. So I try to get to know the couple a little bit before, add some funny elements about their lives into it, and make it very unique.
Do you happen to officiate divorces?
I have not, but I have done memorials. I have DJed divorce parties.
Okay, well, now we know who we're hiring for your divorce party.
Yeah, I'm in the, I'm 8 months deep into my divorce process, and it is not for the faint of heart.
No, are you going the lawyer way? Or are you guys with?
You know, of course. The guys are always like, "I will pay you. Let's not do attorneys." And then the women just get pissed off and say, "Well, fuck you. I'm getting an attorney anyway."
Yeah.
So
history of women not thinking that, or men not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think the,
you know, you didn't do anything where it didn't make you seem like you wouldn't be able to pay the person. I feel like you should be able to do it within the courts, because it saves everybody time and money. And the older you get, the more you realize, like, the one thing that we can't get back is our time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of wasted time.
And it's a black cloud, man. It just hangs over you. And then the other thing, like, I wish that one of, we call her Blair. I wish that one of Blair's friends was intelligent enough to just like smack her and tell her that the attorney is riding her emotions all the way to a new vacation house.
Yeah. So that's what they, a defense attorney knows how everything works, and they want to milk you for everything that you got. So, cause if they milk you for a guy, like you said, they get more of a bonus from him.
Yeah, and she, you know, she has it in her head that I'm hiding stuff, even though I've given all of my tax returns and bank accounts, and we were sharing. It's just ridiculous. It's the process of it is so dumb, and it should really be like, no, both of you have to agree to get attorneys for this attorney thing to work. It should be like small claims court, yeah, where you go into the judge, and the other person has to prove why you need attorneys, instead of just agreeing to separate the shit the way that you should do it.
Yeah, because if you don't have attorneys, you just go pay the court fee and then you handle everything yourself.
It sounds like you've done this before.
No, I have never done it. I know all the processes that come with everything.
My dick is 3 inches.
How big is the other guy? You suck it.
I don't know.
Pretty tough. You suck up. You want me to help you suck dick?
Do you want me to help you?
Suck my little dick.
I
help you suck yours. Okay.
Wait, it's 3 inches.
How do you need help with a 3-inch dick?
It's right in my mouth.
Perfect. How shallow is your mouth?
It's hard. You're going to suck my dick while it's yours?
Yeah, of course. Keep sucking my dick. I got a good load of sperm for you.
I think my chapstick's 3 inches. That's not...
Who's that? The first time I ever sucked dick tastes good.
Oh,
I like my little dick. Oh,
I can't. I don't know what was happening with the connection.
Skinny little dick. You'll like sucking it because it's got a lot of cum.
He said something about a load of sperm.
I want to try cum. I've never had a guy cup in my mouth. I've never.
I think that's a lie.
A guy I want to have sex. But a guy, I'm so desperate.
Good. Just suck my cock. I got a load for you. Just suck it.
Oh, give me that little dick. Okay. I'm gonna come, make you come too. Oh, yep. So I want dick. My neighbors,
people choose to spend their time doing this.
Oh, I want to get caught sucking dick. Oh, I'm gonna fuck my neighbors so bad. motherfucker tight. Oh, my God.
Take my little dick down to the nuts. Take it to the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Take all 3 inches down to my nuts.
Oh, he should put the whole dick. 3 inches and his nuts in his mouth.
That's right. He could get the nuts in there too.
I know, man. You gotta have a mouthful of nuts and dick in 3 inches.
Because it's little, but if it's like a bigger dick than me, okay.
He could have massive balls.
That's true. He could have massive balls.
I mean, he could also just be like, hey, there's room if one of you other guys wants to put their dick in my mouth, too.
Yes.
This first one ain't doing it for me.
I see his cock one night by the bedroom window. And ever since I see it, I've been saying I want to suck cock. His wife, no hot. I want to fuck his wife while he fucks me in the ass. He's fantasizing that. I get so turned on. I could suck your dick while I'm fucking his wife and he's fucking me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to look.
That's a lot of coordination going on.
I love my neighbors. He don't care. He's always
so he's the creepy neighbor that everybody's like, I think my neighbor's a creep. It's him.
You gotta go in there sometime and get a pair of her underwear and then you can sniff.
Oh, my God. Sneak in and grab her panties.
I want to fucking eat her cunt so bad. I'll fucking suck her husband's dick. I'll do anything to suck her pussy.
Cousin's dick.
No husband.
I'll suck her pussy so bad. I'll suck dick if I have to.
Wait, these guys sound like the same exact person.
No, it's just the same guy, like, saying so many things all at once.
So bad, she's so hungry. I would fucking do anything.
She's got nice tits and a big fucking...
No, I'm hearing two different voices.
Two different voices. Yeah, yeah.
I wanna fucking fuck.
Eat the underwear. That is not good for your digestion.
The mouth breathers are the worst kind of people in the world.
We agree.
Yes, agreed 100%. And apparently, CJ clued me in that mouth breathing is like a genetic defect because your nose doesn't realize that it's large enough for your face. So then you start to like, your chin goes away to make room for it so you can breathe.
Yeah. Like if you look at somebody from the side, like a profile view, if their mouth is closed, you can tell if they're a mouth breather or a nose breather.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Because
all the anatomy. CJ knows all the anatomy.
Usually mouth breathers, they have very large projection of noses and almost no projection of their chin. So their chin's set far back towards their neck.
How'd you find this out, CJ?
I used to work for a facial plastic surgeon.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's the rub.
You did a deep dive on why things do not look good.
Yeah, I know all the aesthetically pleasing key ratios, like everything.
So this party chat line, so it's not like a group chat thing. It's just like people calling and talking to other people.
Mm-hmm. It's all community generated. So there's no paid voice performers on the line.
Oh, wow. So it's just like... Do you advertise this somewhere?
I have a partner that takes care of all that stuff.
Dude, and this is like your business.
I'm the tech guy. I do the software, hardware, network stuff.
And how much does it cost to be a part of this?
So anybody can call for free and you get 20 minutes for free with some ads. And then you can pay $8 or $9 per month to hear fewer ads, but be able to stay connected as long as you want, or pay $20 a month and... have no ads.
And you can talk as long as you want.
As long as you want. Mm-hmm.
There are people that do like 16-hour runs.
Like in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just on the whole day. People either will just sit and listen. Like they just like the... You know how some people you go over and they'll turn the TV on and you'll be hanging out with them. And they're like, oh, I like it for the background noise. This is their background noise.
Like, so if I wanted to like be in that room with those guys... Uh-huh. And just listen to them do that. I can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so can you like do people have usernames or just all random?
You call yourself whatever you want. It's completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm. It's just if you call often enough, they start recognizing your voice. So you have to stick with the same name.
So would it be a thing where it's like, hey, I'm a man looking to talk to women, mm-hmm. or is this all random?
No. You can, there's like 8 different things you can play around in. It's just, we don't mess around with one-on-one stuff. I like people to be able to maintain their privacy, but since they're participating in group rooms, I record the group rooms because they're wanting people to listen.
Oh yeah, because they want you to hear like, you want to fuck my 3-inch cock? Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to fuck her 3-inch cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to be watched.
Yeah.
So, and if you want, I can whitelist your phone number so that you have ad-free access. Call in, fuck with people, have a good time.
Yeah.
See if you make it back on the show.
Yeah.
I need 5 more bits, man. I need some new bits.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will, CJ will give me your phone number. That's one of the things I'm talking about. If you would come into the studio, we'd have a baller hat for you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I guess I got to come into the studio next time.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll come to your show.
We'll bring you some swag at the show.
We'll hand deliver it.
Yeah. Come to the show. If you guys want to come for free.
Cool. Oh, awesome.
I'll be there this Sunday. We're not doing our version of the show. I'm not hosting, but I'll be on there. And then the next Sunday, we're back in the form of Late for Work. But yeah.
All right. Well, it'll be next Sunday because this Sunday I have my daughter.
Yeah. Anytime y'all want to come.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. Oh, date night.
Why? Who are you bringing?
Myself. I'm just like getting out of the house. I think anytime I get out of the house, it's date night. No.
Today's word is
mouth. I've got a wet mouth.
Fuck yeah. Man, dick. Some of that wet mouth. Some of that tight boy pussy you got.
Oh, I haven't heard boy pussy in a while.
Look at that. Let me bend over. Let me smack.
I feel like space pussy's been retired.
Look at that. Look at that.
What is space pussy?
That prison pussy.
You gonna take it wrong?
Is it the kind that has only enough space for one dick?
Yes.
Is it like a space heater? Not the best way to heat the room, but effective. It gets the job done.
Yeah.
This is the pussy in this space. The space being prison.
Come here, baby. Give me a kiss.
It's the only pussy that's out of this world.
I'm trying to think of different things that you could eat that could sound like a dick being sucked.
Peanut butter sandwich.
With no jelly.
Yeah, it's gotta be drier.
Get that lip smacking goodness.
You just have to be an open mouth chewer.
Get that in your tongue. Gag on that dick. Put all that spit on there.
I don't know. The thing is, if you don't get the the in and out sound. I haven't had many blowjobs, but you know, they're not.
There's a sound.
It's not usually just like, okay, it's in my mouth. Like there's movement. I'm gonna eat a blow pop while I have a peanut butter sandwich.
Ran out of jelly. Let me have this fruit flavored sucker.
Grape Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Pop.
Love you. Fuck, I love you.
With a peanut butter sandwich?
Uh-huh.
I'm not a grape jelly person, so.
Did you ever do cherry preserves?
No, but I have done marmalade and apple.
I'm surprised you like marmalade because it has the chunks of rind in it, the orange rind.
No, I like the chunks. Oh. I like preserves better than jelly. I like the chunks. That's why, didn't I ever tell you I do peanut butter strawberry sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the chunks in preserves. So then once I came to this realization that that's why I was buying preserves over jelly or jam.
You're like, I'll just buy fresh strawberries and let them get soft from the heat.
And like cut out the fucking sugar. So it's more healthy. Oh, my nephew, he has those sandwiches now.
Oh, cool.
Because I told my sister about it. And she was like, oh, that is smart. Because she doesn't like to give him sugar.
Only natural sugar for that guy. Because he's wild enough. Where's my grape juice? Just starts smashing shit with his sippy cup.
Give me a kiss.
He doesn't have a sippy cup.
No?
No.
Let's go find some dick.
He has an emotional support water bottle, though.
I want to get fucked so bad.
Yeah, I still think it's really... It's hard when you're hearing scientists and dentists and everything like, you have to stop drinking fruit juice and soda and this and that. And it's like, I've had 3 cavities in my life, and I'm pretty sure that 2 of them weren't even cavities. It was just the dentist trying to make some money. Because you're like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go get a second opinion for a cavity?
Yeah, I did.
But I didn't know better because I had never,
I've only had 1 cavity, and then I went to a dentist and they're like, oh my gosh, you have 3 cavities. And I was like, the fuck? I was like, I don't believe you. Yeah. And then I went to a friend of a friend that's a dentist and they're like, no, you don't.
Yeah. But they just wanted to drill.
Yeah. They're like, but do you want to get your teeth whitened? And I was like, yeah, pay for something that I actually need for sure. Deal.
But they're just like, you can't do this anymore. I never had bad teeth and I drank all the Kool-Aid and lemonade and soda. Like I didn't drink water as a child. This is crazy. We're telling everybody to stay hydrated. Hmm. It's like the one comment that said, when I was young, they didn't have sunscreen. They had suntan oil.
I don't know. I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to have like a love for water. I really don't know what happened.
We would only drink water out of the garden hose.
No, I had a refrigerator that had the little water filter thing right in the front.
You were not poor.
You know, the little ice machine.
Your parents were just lying to you. They're like, I don't want to buy you anything. I'm saving for my retirement. This was a mistake. I shouldn't have had children. You kids are fucking expensive, so we're gonna be poor. You're like, wait a minute, we've got a big screen TV and ice machines and no, that was like wealthy person stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I wore hand-me-downs though.
yeah, they were budgeting. They knew where they wanted to spend their money, and it wasn't on you kids. It's bad enough they were taking their time with you, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. But I used to love water. I had like the big cups that were like over a foot tall, and I used to fill them up with ice and water and just like...
No, we didn't even have Brita. Like, I don't even think they had the water filters growing up, but then when they did, my mom's like, no, we've been drinking tap water our entire lives. And there was a fresh spring... Mm. Near her work. So we would go there with jugs and fill up the jugs with the spring water. And she'd be like, this is so much better. And you're like, you don't know what bacteria is in here. Mm. Like looking back on it, maybe not the smartest idea to just bring creek water home to drink.
I don't know if it's running water. It's fine.
And there was all this moss and everything else. I mean, it tasted good and it was cold. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the water was coming from. Coming out of the sewage plant.
I grew up on well water. And like my dad would have like a person come out and like test it to like see like if it was like hard or soft.
Yeah, and they'd have to add chemicals to it to combat whatever's happening.
No, they never had to do anything. They were always like, oh, you have perfect water. And then my dad, every time we would have somebody over to the house, he'd be like, oh, let me get you a cup of water. We have perfect water. Have you ever had water that tastes this good? And they'd be like, yeah, I guess it's good water. He's like, no, it's perfect. Like that was his big thing that he would brag to like random people that would come over.
That's right. I mean, I get it. I have whole home water filter system. So when someone goes and they're like, I don't know, the water from the fridge, it's too cold. Do you have like a bottled water or something? I said, you can take it from the tap. It's also filtered. And they're like, how is it also filtered? Because there's a filter at the source. It filters everything out. It's this tall.
I don't know.
Hamburger Head likes it. He likes it better than the water from the fridge.
Oh, yeah. I used to give my dog Brita water. I would never give her water from the tap. I was like, if I'm not going to drink it, I'm not going to make her drink
it. You definitely aren't getting filtered water in an apartment.
No. No, just straight LA water.
The cool thing in Mexico, if you're staying somewhere nice, is all of the water is filtered because it will give you the shits. So you can't.
So it has to be.
Yeah. So like down on the farm, all of the water is filtered. You drink it. It's good. You're like, oh, cool.
What do you farm on this farm?
So they have asparagus. That one's fun to harvest.
Oh, shut up. I was
no, it's a real farm.
I was partially being a dick. I didn't know that there was actual
a bunch of different types of peppers. So they have like shishito peppers and little Thai chili peppers. One time I was cooking with the Thai chilies. Fuck me, they're hot. All kinds of greens. I'm there in August, so mangoes galore, but like tomatoes, stuff like that, it's too hot for. But no, there's a whole, it's like a rotating crops that are all over the property.
Huh. It's really cool. I was mostly being an ass. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect there to actually be crops.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some people just call property that has a lot of land farms.
Like your family?
Like, yeah. Like we had farmland. Well, no, we would rent the land out to farmers. So they were farming it. So we had an old farmhouse with farmland. But we weren't farmers.
Yeah. No, it's legitimately an organic farm. They don't use any pesticides and they have a proper mix of flowers and crops to bring the proper bugs that keep the bad bugs away. And then there's birds that eat the bugs and then bats at night.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Phone Freaks work trip?
Mm-hmm. Eh? Yeah, August.
HH.
Stop dogging.
Hey, how you doing, sexy baby? Sexy baby.
Sexy baby. And are all of your Married by My Teen stories success stories?
As far as I know. I'm sure, I mean, just by simple nature of the beast, I'm sure some couples have had some issues or have gotten a divorce, but I haven't heard anything specifically about anything. So I just take it to the bank that I've never had a couple get divorced.
So. Yeah. So as long as you don't ever reach out and specifically ask,
don't follow up,
then you have a 100% success rate for happy couples.
That's yeah, and no one. Come to me asking me to marry them a second time.
Yeah. So, all right. Sounds, I mean, even them though.
That you don't, I mean, the numbers are pretty high as far as the success rate of marriage, but they're also kind of miscued because people would look at numbers from in the past and say, oh, divorce rates weren't as high as they, divorce rates are higher now than they were 50 years ago, but also 50 years
women weren't as independent as they are now.
And I think the misery rate was a lot higher 50 years ago. The abuse rate was probably higher as well.
Mm-hmm. Or they weren't able to, so they weren't able to leave. So now with the matriculation of independence and women being stable on their own, you know, they don't have to deal with a lot of things that they had to do.
Agree.
Did you grow up in LA?
And you have more people getting married. So when you factor in same-sex couples into that, that throws that number way higher as well. Same-sex couples are more successful at marriage than heterosexual couples, but also they haven't been able to do it as long. Those numbers are skewed too. But to grow, no, I did not grow up in LA. To answer your question, I did not grow up.
What part of the world did you grow up in?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan, originally, and I guess I've been here almost long enough to say that. I mean, I've spent most of my adulthood here, so I guess in a sense I have grown up in LA, but my childhood, the first part of my life, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and then I went to college in Florida, and then I went back home for a couple years after I graduated, and then I moved here to pursue acting.
So have you been in L.A. over 10 years then?
Yeah, I've been in L.A. like 18 years.
Oh, well then, yeah, I think L.A. is your home then. Like you're... Yeah,
L.A. is home. It is definitely home.
Yeah, I hit 20 this year.
Yeah. It's my home. I'm not going to go back to Detroit. My dad's there. My brother is there. My sister and her family is there. But, yeah, there's nothing there for me outside of that.
Well, that's so interesting. I don't think I personally know that many people that have a lot of sibling, like more than one sibling, that they leave and the other ones stay. Like it's usually like if there's two siblings, then like, okay, one will stay, the other one will go. But then, I don't know, I have three siblings and all of us just scattered.
Yeah, my brother and my sister, they left, but then they eventually came back. So my brother was with me for a bit. My sister was in Atlanta, but eventually they ended up going back to Detroit, and I have no desire.
So they must be relatively close with your parents?
No, I mean, we lost my mom in 2020, and my sister moved home to be closer to her because she had three children. So it was easy because at the time they were the only grandchildren. And my brother, he's a nomad. I haven't in a long time. You probably talk to him before I will.
Do you want us to reach out? Set up a reunion?
I don't know what cell phone you're going to find out. But.
We'll send smoke signals.
This is Bettina Stewart, and if you want to catch me live, see what I'm doing online, please check me on Instagram at Bettina Stewart. That's MATENSTEWART.
Are you fucking, are you dripping, waiting for a good fucking?
I think she's not fucking Randy. She said you sound like Randy.
Oh, my. Now your baby's got a big wad on his head. They said Randy got a big wart right in the middle of his forehead. It looks like a horn growing.
He smells a like big
a lump?
Are they speaking English?
A big wart.
A wart. Wart. I don't know. Do the people in rural Maine speak English?
Oh,
fuck. This is definitely rural Maine.
Yeah. They're rotting off. No circulation for being too fat. He's like fucking 300, 400 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big,
big, stinky fucking cheese ball. Him and Brooklyn should get together.
Now he comes there and clock his gun like he's constant. I remember like constant, yeah. He used to cock his gun. Now Randy's doing that shit.
Yeah.
These are some lonely fucking people, man.
And, everybody owns a gun, but I don't show mine off.
That guy is under house arrest.
They up there clocking their
guns.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they think they're tough. They think they're tough by doing it. That'll make them tough.
Do you get prisoners at all?
I think it would be, it would cost them way too much money to call in from jail. We've had people that have called as soon as they've gotten out of prison, though.
Oh, Randy, we ain't seen Randy. Randy ain't popped up in the room yet. When he get in, he'll start singing country songs and
this is like dirty
and all
club.
Weird shit.
That's dirty Clubhouse? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, gummy bear.
Clubhouse is an app that's kind of going away. They rolled it out for it was audio Zoom during the pandemic.
Country. The pandemic, you have shows and stuff. Man, yeah, Clubhouse.
How the fuck is that?
It was invite only.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that and I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah, a little bit of
plus, nobody invited me.
But it was generated through an app.
Yeah, I feel like all of anything that's audio only is just for ugly people.
Yeah. Now, do you flag it?
He says like, a little bit. He said he had no one you there. You'd be the only black.
You pick up on certain words or anything?
Yeah,
no, right. It's completely uncensored.
Oh, wow.
Unmoderated. So,
we'll know about it real quick.
There you go. You know, he's dropping the N-word with the hard R.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, with the proliferation of cancel culture, like, I'm super liberal. I don't understand why freedom of speech has now become a right-wing thing.
Yes.
Like, they're the ones that have been shouting down freedom of speech forever, and now somehow they became the banner carrying freedom, although they don't actually believe in freedom of speech. They just believe in them not being censored.
Yeah, they just support it because they don't want people to do and say the shit that they want, that other people want to do.
Yeah, and
if they disagree with what you say, then freedom of speech is different. That's why I am so upset with, like, so many people getting upset with, like, John Morant and having his gun and stuff. It's like, it's his legal gun. I know you shouldn't have it on Instagram, but, like, if he was listening to country music and anything, like, the right to bear arms, the right think they own the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with freedom of speech.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's the problem that I think the young liberals have forgotten is that to have freedom of speech, it's like the right to protest. You have to let the hateful people do their shit in public. And it's not because you agree with what they're saying, but their right to say it. Like, let them be hateful so that we all know they're hateful. Let them self-label.
Yes, because unlike a lot of liberals who are just hateful in their living rooms.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, don't be offended for other people. If you're offended, that's fine, but don't decide what other people should be offended over.
Yeah. I had to tell this one lady, she got mad that I had a comic was talking about rape on stage.
Neil Brennan?
No. He was talking about, like, how he could watch movies with, like, violence and, like, head blood busting and, like, shooting and killing, but he can't watch a movie if it has rape in it. Like, he can't watch that or whatever. And then this girl goes on stage and is like, yeah, you know what rape I hated watching? My rape. And she goes, it was really funny to see men on stage talking about rape like this. And so I got on after her, I go, lady, you don't own rape. Like, you don't own what somebody could say about rape. Mm-hmm. And also, these men that are on stage were boys, and half of us were probably also sexually assaulted. Oh, man, she got so mad. She got so mad at us, man.
Well, and also, you know, we can ignore it. We can say this stuff doesn't exist and be idiots with our heads in the sand, or we can just confront it and show how absurd it is and, like, how awful it is. Nobody's saying, yay, rape is great.
Yeah. No one's saying that.
So, not yeah. All.
And it's for me, being a comic and being a black comic, and being a comedian that's black, not a black comic, but I'm able to say a lot more things than a lot of people can get away with. And I think a lot of times it took me a while to get to the point where I felt like I could say the things, because I was always worried about offending people, but now I don't give a fuck. So I had a comic tell me once, he goes, if you can't tell the joke about the person, in front of them, then don't tell them. Because if that's when it becomes hateful. If you're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk behind your back about something. Mm-hmm. And if you could tell the joke with the person in the room, that's great. And like when I was up in Oregon, I told them how they're fake liberals and people in Oregon forget their racist history. Like it used to be illegal to be black in Oregon. Like they made a law. That, yes, it was after the Civil War, they made a law because they did not want black people to come to Oregon. So now all those fucking liberals and Portland try to act like they're all like holier than thou. I'm like, nah, bro. Y'all come from a different kind of place. And this one guy got mad at me when I pointed out, I'm like, I am just speaking history. Like, how can you get mad at me when I'm talking about history or I talk about slavery on stage and I make jokes about it and people get offended? Like, what the? It's a lot of that, people getting offended for other people.
Yeah, and it's just a shame because I feel like if we would all just agree, like you can talk about whatever you want, and if someone doesn't like it, just leave. Like get up and walk out. Show that you don't like it by leaving.
Yeah,
and that would make things so much better instead of like three people getting on Twitter and misinterpreting what's being said or conveyed. So that's
or being offended by something that happens. And don't say anything in the moment, but then talk about it later. Like, no, call them out. If you really that offended about something, call them out.
Now, when you were growing up in Detroit, if someone acted like an asshole, would the people, they would call them out in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a big mouth? Did you have a big mouth here in LA for the first few years that you were here?
I mean, I did. I was very outspoken when it comes to certain things, but like, sometimes when things happen, I'm still surprised by things. So there was a white comic, this guy, he said the N-word on stage. And he was just saying it. Like, I think he said something. No, he said that like the rap version. But it's still kind of shocking, right? So all the comics were like, yo, you can't say that, right? They were like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Like they said it. So then like there was this other comic, Ed Greer. He's black, and so we were telling Eric what happened, and it was like a group of us young black comics, and Ed comes in and we tell him what happened, and Ed goes, I bet y'all can't wait to go home and tell y'all white girlfriends about it too. And that was so funny to me because it was like, and that was like perfect comedy. We're like, oh, and everyone there had a white girlfriend at home. I am dying laughing.
He saw you.
Yeah. But even then, like, I feel like even then, Zach Galifianakis had a joke that he told where he was like, and I saw this live. And this is years ago. He goes, yeah, my friend's pretty racist, man. He always likes to use the word sand nigger. And everyone like buttholes type stuff. He goes, but don't worry. It's never about Arab people. It's more like, get off the sand, nigger. Volleyball is a white man.
But see, I mean, that's the whole point of comedy is playing with language. And it's like, you think you're offended now, but just wait.
Do I think that this is a racist? No, like, but I'm just saying the way that he tells the joke and you know how his style is.
Yeah,
like,
he's deadpan.
You have to believe. And it was just like, it was something that it has to be done correctly where it doesn't seem hateful, because I think a lot of times people get focused on just saying hateful things, and it's more than that. But,
yeah, and
yeah, I'm glad that you don't censor that. I'm glad it's a thing that I feel like a lot of times in America people have selective censorship.
Well, the other thing too that you find, because it was a little bit shocking in the beginning, but you quickly see like the room, the people will shout each other down when someone's being aggressively awful.
Yeah.
Then everyone else will either leave or they just tell that person to shut up. Sometimes it's a her. That's like mostly on the straight side. On the gay side, it's usually a pretty inclusive community. And as you can see, it's like, yeah, you got a small dick. You want that small dick in my mouth, whatever. And there's like a lot of trans and it's just, it's a playground for everybody. And like I said, there are 100,000 people. They all choose to hang out with each other in the same spaces, saying whatever they want and dealing with the consequences in the moment.
In the moment. And that's the American dream, bro.
Yeah. And if you like, again, if you don't like it, leave. You don't have to be here. It's, you know, no one has the exclusive right to be somewhere that's not their home.
Yeah. That is real deal.
Remember to follow us on socials, on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast, Facebook.com/Phone Freaks Podcast, and on TikTok, it's just Phone Freaks. Is that lame?
Yeah. Oh.